The following shiur has been presented by Harav Chanoich Salt Shlita, Rosh Koilel of Koilel Eben HaEzer Lamaisa of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesunt, nachas and parnasa berevach, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
Subis ein vav. Omer Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok, kala be'vesaviyah v'lekidushin. The kala of be'vesaviyah when she's still in her father's house, v'lekidushin, that means before nesuin, and v'lekidushin, does the kidushin go back, and the din is that the kidushin goes back to the chasm. So, what are we talking about? The Gemara says, someone who's switching a parah for a chamor, and they kinyan chalifin. Umoshach bala chamor is a parah. So, he made a kinyan on the parah, and he was kind of the parah, and with that, the chamor is nikna to the bala parah. Well, he speak bala parah, lumshach as a chamor, ashmeh sa chamor. He didn't get yet the chamor till the chamor was dead. So, now the question is, when did it die? Did it die before the Maisa Kinyan and Mele the Kinyan is bottle, or died after the Maisa Kinyan and tough luck, your behemoth died? So Allah Chabur, Baal HaChamur, Lavi Raya, Shei Chamur, Kaim, B'Shas, B'Shichas, Parah. So the Gemara, the Baal HaChamur has to bring a Raya, in order to be kind of the Parah, he has to bring a Raya. The Tonatuna Kala, and we have a Raya from our Mishnah of Kala. So then the Gemara goes back and forth, which Kala are we talking about? Amrav Nachma Yitzchok, Kala beveisaviyah velekidushin. The raya is in kala beveisaviyah before nesuin, and the kedushin, that the kedushin goes back to the chasam. Whenever the keshet mishnah is with the safik, if she had mumin, did she have mumin before erusin or after erusin? So we're gonna, it's the safik, and even though he gave the ring already to the kala, still the kala can't keep it, and it has to go back to the chasam. That don't say we're going according to Mandama says Kedushin is never given to Tivuin. Zakrashi was mentos. Stam Kedushin, lav le Tivuin itnu. She meis hechosan hakedushin chayzmin. If the chosan died, the Kedushin goes back. So Stam Kedushin is not given to Tivuin to be sunken to stay over there, and only on the condition that there'll be Nisuin. But if there's not going to be any Nisuin, is then it's a Kedushin chayzmin. So this thing that we're saying, don't say here we're telling you that the kedushin goes back to the chasam. Don't say it goes according to Bandam who says kedushin every time lav l'tivuin itnu, and it goes back whenever it is whenever someone dies before the nesuin, it goes back. No, even after we Bandam kedushin l'tivuin itnu, hani mila kedushi vaday al kedushi tois yimai siray ini loyloy. That's only by kedushi vaday then we say Kedushin Tvuin Itnu when it stays by the Kala. But by Kedushin Tois, it's different. If there's no Raya, it goes back. So, start stating Gemara, the two Mandom of Tvuin Itnu, or not the Tvuin Itnu, by a regular case, where it is never Nisun. So this Gemara, just the style is, if it belongs to the Kala, if there's no Nisun, or it goes back to the Chosin, or the Yershin of the Chosin, if there's no Nisun. There's another Gemara about Basra, Kuf Mem Hei, and there the Gemara goes back and forth with Sevloinis and with the ring. And the Gemara brings here Ameima Omer Kidushi Loi Hodri. The Meima says the Kidushi never goes back. Why doesn't it go back? Gezeira Shema Yemru Kidushin Taibsin Bachoisa. Gezeira, people will say Kedushin can be Taibsin and a sister. That means that why does the Kedushin go back? Elamai, it was no Kedushin. It was no Kedushin, I can marry a sister. So therefore Chazal said, no, Kedushin will not go back no matter what, because we don't want it to go back, so people should realize the Kedushin was Chal. And it won't go back to the Chosin. No matter what, Hodri, Mesa, it won't go back. So this Gemara says more than just kedushin latibuin itnu, that it stays by the kala, that after it's going to stay by the kala and it shouldn't go back to the chosin because of exeirin shem yemru kedushin taisim b'chosin. People might say the reason it went back was the kedushin was no good. So now in the Shulchan Aruch, that's in Evan Ez Siminun, so is the paskat. Ein Kedushin Choizim Loibon. The Kedushin never goes back. So now, what's Negeya? By us, we never have, we really, very, very rarely, we have such scenarios. That is going to be a question after Erisin before Nisuin. Because we always do everything together. We do right away the Kedushin and Nisuin. The Kedushin is the ring, and the Nisuin is either under the Chuppah, or else the Bardekin, or else the Yichud room. But that's done right away. It's within a 5-10 minute span. So therefore, there's never going to be a question between Erisin and Nisuin. But our questions will come up after Nisuin. Is the same din true or not? So the Rama over here in Siman Nun Sif Aleph says, the Chol Zeloi Mayri Elamin Erusin Avul Minan Nisuin Akedushin Choisin. This is only talking about from Erusin. But from Nisuin, the Kedushin is Chayis. If the one of them dies after Nisuin, the Kedushin is Chayis. And the same thing, if there's going to be a get after Nisuin, then Chayis should be the same thing, that the Kedushin should be Chayis. So there's two reasons we're saying why the Kedushin shouldn't be Chayis. Because we could say, Stamazan Tivuin, it's given right away to belong to you no matter what. So that's one thing. Another thing is that the Gemara in Baba Basra, people should know that the Kedushin was Chal. So after the Suin is the Svara to say, and the Achrayim say that's the Pashta Svara to say that that you could give back the ring. Why? Because no Gzeir Shem Yom. Because after the Suin, people realize it was never a mistake, because there's no Dain tonight in the Suin, like those Chashbainis, that by the Suin we never said it was a mistake, because people would have found out already, and there's no mistakes. After the Suin alone, it's possible mistakes. But after the Suin, there's no mistakes. So therefore, that's a Svara why you could give back the ring, Kedushin after the Suin. Why? Because there's no Gzeir over there. People won't say that it was a mistake, that the Suin was no good. But there's another question, that Lamaisa, he gave her a ring, and after Erusin right away, it belonged to her 100%. If it belonged to her 100%, that's it. Now it's hers. And what happens, and now there's Nisuin, there should be a din that should go back. So it doesn't make sense to go back. Once it was hers 100%, then afterwards to go back to him, after Nisuin, after something else happens. What should Reid Adin for catching that? Why is Rabbeinu Tam called Rabbeinu Tam? His real name was Rabbi Yaakov. Why is he called Rabbeinu Tam? So the main reason they say why he's called Rabbeinu Tam is because of the pasuk v'stam lorik keichachem. Your strength, what you put your strength into, is going to be for null, for void, for nothing. That means, in the case where someone marries off his daughter, and he gives her a lot of money. Why? Because he wants to. She should build a house for her husband, and she go for it. He'll stay in the family because it's stay by her grandchildren. Even though the Kol Masha can't see Shekhana Baila, but still, they're living together, and there's going to be grandchildren. So it's going to be that's the continuation of him. So that's what he's giving the money for. What happens now? He gives the money to her, his daughter, and daughter brings it in, and then she dies suddenly. What's going to be? The din is that Abal's Yerush Ishtai. Abal Yashin's his wife. The Rabbis, Rabbonon, whatever it is, Abal's Yerush's wife. And now the whole thing is going to go out of his family's house. Not only did his daughter die, he lost all the money he gave her also. Never going to see it in his grandchildren. Whatever children is going to be, there's not going to be his grandchildren. And so, B'sam L'Rikaychem, people feel terrible. So Rabbeinu Tam made a takana. So as the Ramah says in Siman Nun Gimel, Oid Tikin Rabbeinu Tam, V'chach Mitzrofas, even if the father gave the dunya already, that's what he gave for the rest of the seed, because machleik is showing him, we didn't give it. If the ish or the isha died in the first year without zera kayama, everything goes back to the av or the yoshemes. So he made a takana that the first year everything goes back to the father of the Kala. The Kala is dead, and going back to the father of the Kala. If there's Gerushin, it's not Negei at this point, because anyway, she takes back what she brought in. But if there's a Misa, if she dies, and the Baal's Yerusha, so then, we said the first year it goes back. So make another Takan also, Vishnas Hashniya Yazru Chatzin Adunya. The second year, half the Adunya go back. The second year, not the whole thing go back, half of it will go back. And that's no Zeresh Avyama. Once it's Zeresh Avyama, so then it's still going to stay in the father's, her father's house, so then it's the money could stay there. But if the case where it's going to be that you're not going to have anything for the money you gave away, that's in the case where there's no Zeresh Avyama, then they said the first year everything goes back, and later on it's the second tekana of the second year half goes back. Oh. So now the Chalkos Mechaikik over here says, brings the Maril. Meril with tshuva, Simon Samachal says, pshat, now a sif like that. The Hosam Koi B'meisahi. This whole thing that Amor says over here is talking about where she died. Now, and the Baal Yerushas to Medina. The Baal is Yerushas to Medina, he gets everything. Shas is Machmas Takona. Shemesa B'Shana Shnia, brings the case of Shana Shnia, Tzol Haz L'Chatzin Nadin. Same thing first year, L'Chayra. If he died, she died in the second year, then he has to give back half the Nadin. And now, what's the din with this ring? So the Vafilu Kedushin Hodri, that the Kedushin goes back. That's this Din Ramah. Avmanasum Kedushin Chayzrin is talking about not in a regular case. On a case where the Baal is Yair, so he's going to give Teres Yerusha. And then, that's why that's Mafkir, the Din of Kitvu and Nitnu. Even though it's Din of Kitvu and Nitnu. After Eris and it belongs 100% to her, good it belongs 100% to her. Now there's no Din Yerusha. So Mela, I've done Dr. Amor, Avmanasum Kedushin Chayzrin because of the new Din of Yerusha. That's why. So that's a terrorist said. So Yomru is going to say it doesn't pass by Nisuman. And on the new point of how could it be associated with it once the Tavu and Nitna beforehand, how could it be associated with a new din? That's a terrorist says because of the Yerusha, that's why he gets it. That's Psalm Ramah. Okay, so now some of this comes out that Ramah Lamaisa holds, there's no Chashash Hashem Yomru after Nisuman, only after Eris. The Maisa, it's not so poshut. Chalkos Choyking and Beis Shmuel both bring people who hold not like that. Being Chuvas Mariv says by Meredes, she ain't sorrow for Hakzat the Basi Kedushin, even though she's married after Nisuin, you don't have to give back to the Basi Kedushin. Because it shouldn't say. So he said, Klar, after Nisuin, you don't give it back. There's a Sheiris Yosef who says the same thing. And also there's a Chuvas Radvaz that says the same thing. So, Mela, this point, even though Ramah holds that it's Chayzer for the Maril, but not everyone is masking for that. And Taka, most times you don't give it back because we're Chayzer for all Shittas that say Shem Yomru, and Mela it's not Kedai to give it back. That's the Shiloh when he gave it to the Tabas Kedushin. What about other things? So, other things, the Simon Tzadik test talks about it. This presence. So, Pashit presence. Is Mechaber says over here, Hanoisen Matana Liishtoi, Afal Pishul Megarish Midaitai Zochs Matana. She's Zeichan Matana. With Megarish Ishtoi Midaitai is Zeichan Matana. The Chalkos Lechaykik over there in Steve Cotton Zion says that the presents don't go back. Why? The Otu Man, the Yoiv Matana Lechavrei, someone who gives a present to his friend, Arva Boil Mishkamine, he's going to take from Arvas the Rocham Eilu Olam, that he's going to love him always. That means I made a condition with you when I gave you the present that we'll always be friends. I didn't make such a condition. I gave it to you because you're my friend. And what happens if the next year or even the next day you get into a fight? That's it. Tough luck. You gave a present. You gave it. There was no conditions, and that's it. As long as the person wasn't planning then, b'shas ma'isa, to back off from the friendship, then the matan is chal, because you gave a present, it always does. So that's pshat over here in the mechaber. If you gave matanis, even though afterwards they got into a bitter fight and there was a divorce, a present is a present. That's it. So that's a nice matan lishnoi. Zochs matanos, zeichen matanis. How about clothing? Clothing, there's another Gemara that talks about it. Yeah, the clothing, we say that when the husband gave her clothing and jewelry, he gave it to not to go out with it, that she should beautify herself when she's married him. So, therefore, the clothing, the Shulchan Aruch is that the clothing will all go back to the chassan. All ornaments, anything else which is meant to beautify and is still around, will go back to him when there's a divorce. Because he only gave it to Aldas, listen to Linoisa, that she should look beautiful when she's with him. Now, but as Aruch HaShulchan says, Linoisa, now that we don't fear something like that. He time is, Tachshitin Shanoisa Nagufa. Or He says the normal nowadays is whenever a husband gives a wife presents, even if it's things to ornament herself, he doesn't mean she should just beautify herself when she's with him. He means to give her a present. It's a present, hers, and that's it. So now, says, and now it shouldn't go back. Because just like all other matonis, the din is, they don't go back because he meant there's a maton and there's no condition if we get into a fight later on to go back. The same way the ornaments are the same thing that we don't assume nowadays people are doing it with that just when Oysa the Fon is beautifying herself in front of him. He means a maton in Gemurah, and therefore it's going to stay with her even if there's a divorce.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.